This is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Saturday, August 8th, 2020. Welcome to episode 152 of Amy Talks About Stuff. According to Ken's Day of the Week themes from last year, today is Nerd Project Saturday. I don't really have any nerd projects going on, not the kind that Ken was talking about, but I do have a list in my head of nerd projects that I should start working on, so today I will share that. Several of these also relate to one of Mark's 7 foci for the month, organizing. Number 1. I need to work on organizing my music folder and make sure there aren't any more duplicate files left, and they're all organized in folders in a consistent manner. This actually has been an ongoing nerd project for a while, now that I think of it. I think it's done, or at least mostly done, but I'm not 100% certain, and I think I should probably do one more pass on that folder. Number 2. The same for all my other personal computer files. The portable hard drive that I use to back them up has triplicate copies of most of them, because I have mass copied everything from a computer hard drive to that portable hard drive, apparently on at least 3 separate occasions. I need to deduplicate those files and organize them correctly, then get current on my data backups for my computer. Number 3. After both of the above projects are done, I need to get one of those tools that strips the old pre-2009 DRM off of music files. I still have pre-2009 iTunes songs that modern iTunes won't let me play. I did pay for those, I probably even still have the email receipts to prove it, and I'm going to play my songs whether you want me to or not, iTunes. Number 4. I need to set up KeePass on my work computer, we have it available to us through our corporate software management, and either it or another password manager on my personal computer. Number 5, I need to completely back up my personal website and then bring WordPress up to date. I had intended to do that before the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I really should have, but it never got done, and I know it needs to. That's it for nerd projects for now. On to my Nebraska Tourism segment for today. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 8 of 35, for my stops 15 and 4. I have just realized that I made a mistake when I was recording the first series of these segments. I did it wrong. When I added Lo Sole Mio back in, it was the one that they dropped it. It got dropped out of the passport, so I haven't actually been there, but I put it in the second half of my first segment. And somewhere in there, I managed to completely skip the fourth stop that I stopped at personally. I never actually bothered to go to Lo Sole Mio, but I did go to the other passport stop in the Greater Omaha metro area, the next chapter bookshop. This was the fourth stop that I visited personally during this passport period, and it's a cool local independent bookstore. I had a very nice chat with the person there. This was on the afternoon of June 13th. We were both in masks and taking things seriously and taking our safety seriously, which was great. That actually was my fourth stop, and I should have mentioned it before, and I'm sorry. So I am reinserting it back in now that I realize what I've done. To get back to my big road trip across western Nebraska, my 15th stop, which I visited Wednesday, July 8th, was Mari Sando's High Plains Heritage Center, which is a museum in a building on the campus of Chadron State College, and it was on Nebraska Passport Tour 2017, so I had been there before, but it was certainly always fun to visit again. For those who don't know, Mari Sandoz is a novelist who wrote a whole bunch of novels and historical fiction and history books about early settler and homesteader life in western Nebraska. I actually have one of them with me. I haven't really started reading it, but I do have it with me. I kind of wish I had an audiobook version of it, or I would have listened to it all the way here. Speaking of places that were on the passport tour in 2017, on Tuesday morning, the 7th, I went into town in Crawford to see if there was anyone at Gibson Honey Farms. There was not, but they still had their window decal from Nebraska Passport Tour 2017 when I was here before. It was still in their window, they just left it there, and I thought that was kind of sweet. I have a whole bunch more passport stops I'll be visiting tomorrow. Yes, I'm recording these segments in advance. Don't worry, I will do recording in August too. But that covers all of the ones that I've visited so far. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.